a person's race was irrelevant to me growing up. And I imagined a world where we would grow into, where we'd be all intermixed up and it wouldn't matter. And I went on to study biology, which is relevant to race, because you realize that the differences between people in terms of race is nothing. Obviously, people have different genetic potentials. People are brighter, people are faster, and all the rest of it. But that's not characteristically by race. Some small bits are very, very small differences. And there's skin pigment, there's facial shape, there's hair. That's it. Differences between men and women, very big, every cell of your body. And so I realized that race really was a social construct, not a biological one, not a genetic one. If you were classifying us as a species, no difference. And so I imagined no one would care. And yet here we are in New Zealand, where race dominates everything: political discussion, legislation, debate, governance, democracy. And we are now favoring one race over another. And we now have a one drop rule deciding whether you're advantaged or disadvantaged. Whether you're a plus or a minus, whether you're a victim or an oppressor. And here's the really weird thing. The big difference in human beings is sexual dimorphism, the difference between a man and a woman, physically, every which way, mentally, different. Every cell in the body, different. XY versus XX, huge difference. Of course, like everything in nature, it's a bell curve, but different. Nowadays, though, you can choose to be a man or a woman. Indeed, as of June the 15th, you can choose to have your birth certificate changed. You've been a woman your whole life. But you can't overcome the one drop rule, that thing that is so absolutely insignificant in terms of difference. That gap can't be bridged. You need that one drop.